from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Watch this.
All right, confessions brought to you every day by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. I got plenty of confessions today. Let's get started.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to start with this one because it just drives me nuts. Look, I'm not trying to be like Mr. Whatever, sentimental or whatever you want to say. It drives me nuts that women in this industry get treated the way they do. Like, and I'm not saying it's all the time, but it's often. So Kay Adams was interviewing Daniel Jones. Like, she's interviewed D'Amico Ryans. Like, she's interviewed, you know, all Will Anderson. I mean, just go down the list, you know, all across the league. She's really good at her job. She's also attractive. I mean, like a blind man could see that. Word. She's also attractive.
Hey, I haven't noticed. Yeah. I was just paying attention to her work.
But here's the thing. Like, women, especially if they are attractive or somewhat attractive, immediately they're treated differently than men. And it's because we're pigs. It's because that's the way we are societally or whatever you want to say. It just drives me crazy. So now, you know, well, okay, so let's go back. Kay Adams was interviewing Daniel Jones, and she kind of stuttered. Like, listen to it.
Help out, but he's made a lot of big time plays, and we'll see. We got to do it on the field.
He's a Morgan Wallen guy.
You're a
Zach Bryan guy.
I'm a Morgan Wallen guy too.
Are you? I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about, you know. So you like both.
Yeah, I like country
trying
music.
To find some drama here. For
all right,
Giants
so she
fans.
So she kind of stuttered a little bit. Immediately, the internet went nuts. Like, oh, she's got a crush on Daniel Jones, or she...
That's where they got that from?
Yes. And then to the point where somebody tweeted that she is dating Daniel Jones. It was like some nobody. I saw the tweet. It's got like 1.5 million likes, 1.5 million or whatever, several hundred thousand retweets. She's not dating Daniel Jones. If I had a nickel for every time I stuttered... or said something awkwardly as I'm trying to get a thought out of my head, I'd be very, very rich. Like, why does this happen? Well, I know why, but this always happens to women, and it's just stupid. It just drives me nuts.
I thought it was kind of silly because, like, we've been knowing Kay Adams for a long time, and she's been in this industry for a little bit.
Yeah.
I never heard anything about her dating life. And I'm like, out of all times, like, I mean, out of everybody, you dating Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
I was about to be a little disappointed if it was true.
Man, I've heard, well, I've seen through NBA Twitter, Shams, supposedly they had a thing, but I don't know how accurate that
but
is.
See, that's,
it's a thing that
but
they
see,
made
that
up.
Would be more believable because, mm-hmm. you know, in the media, you know, you it's somebody that's working
You're
in the same
all
field
the time.
As you. But you don't really see any reporters, like, openly dating an athlete like that.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, let's say you were single and you were doing, you know, an interview with someone and you ended up starting dating that woman, okay? You would be destroyed. Don't date an athlete.
Yeah.
What? Do your job.
Yeah.
Don't. This is this is wrong for a member of the media to date someone that they cover. Ain't nobody saying that about Kay Adams. They're like, ha ha ha, in this whatever. Like, yeah. It's just ridiculous that women are treated this way. I'm not on some high horse about fairness, but it's not fair. It's not fair that women are treated like
that. Yeah, especially if she got a significant other.
Yes.
If she had a significant other, that'd be a long ride home, man. I had to sit in the driveway for a little bit before I go in the house.
No kidding.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So yesterday I heard Ron Hughley discussing on the show about the whole Calvin there and mm-hmm. CJ Stroud on stage at the Luke Combs concert.
Yeah.
And he brought something up I didn't really want to bring up,
mm-hmm.
but he was not a fan of CJ Stroud rocking the cowboy hat.
Oh, I thought it looked good.
I got to say, look.
You didn't?
I have no problem with rocking the cowboy hat at all, but I felt like it kind of looked forced on CJ.
I did not. I actually noticed it. I'm like, that doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, I just felt, to me, it just seemed like they said, hey, put on this hat and go out there.
So
it
what?
It didn't really fit him that well.
Really?
And yeah, like to me, like it's a lot of people that come to Houston and embrace the culture, mm-hmm. wearing cowboy hats and stuff like that, especially around rodeo.
Yeah.
I seen Chris Paul rock the cowboy hat. I thought he looked fine. And
mm-hmm.
I just, it's to me, it didn't fit CJ. I don't know if it was the hair, just the hair coming down on it.
Hey, it takes all kinds, man.
It just, I don't know. It just, to me, I really wasn't feeling them in the hat.
I disagree. I disagree with that and with Ron.
So we have the Giants and the Texans coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I'm excited, man.
Oh, yeah. Say it.
I'm excited because we get to see Malik Nabers.
Uh-oh, do you? Yeah, you may not.
He's a Giants fan.
He's been injured.
And, that is true. He did get banged up. But if he does play, we get to see him versus Kamari Lassiter, man.
Yeah.
Now, rookie versus rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe... Derek Stingley plays little LSU. They both went to LSU.
Oh yeah,
man.
They've been hyping Nabers up a lot too.
Yeah, I forget exactly what it was, but he sat out yesterday's practice. He may still play
an ankle injury, I believe.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's what it was.
So yeah, I mean, I just want to see some football, man.
Oh, man.
I just want to see some football.
Hey, are you going?
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on!
I got to do the highlights, man. I got to do the highlights.
Yeah.
So,
come on.
If not.
Yeah.
You know I would have been there.
Yeah.
How you like the jerseys? How you like those
throwback
jerseys? Yeah.
I like the jersey. I don't like the pants. I think the it just doesn't look good.
Looks like a hockey jersey.
Yeah, they kind of growing on me a little bit.
Yeah.
But the jerseys, I like them. The pants, oh no. It's like khaki pants, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a hockey jersey to me. It really does.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Caller number 7. Got to confess. Going to do it right now.
Oh.
Caller number 7. How about 2 tickets? Front row, bullpen. You know why we're doing number 7. For Saturday's game. And you can rub it in with Chris Santiago if you are the winner saying, I'm going, you're not. Caller number 7 right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So, Tyrese Halliburton was making the headlines, yeah. And we talked about him yesterday about the his tweet.
I loved it.
Not doing anything and still get an A on this project.
Mm-hmm.
He was also making some headlines too. It was a video going around, making the rounds of him getting out of the van, and it was snowing, man.
I was wondering if you were going to talk about that.
It was snowing. There was a lot of snow bunnies hopping out of that van.
I saw the tweet. What was the tweet? It was really funny.
He brought the snow to Paris, yeah, or something, yeah, like that. Something like it that. Was a lot going on, and I was talking to a couple of my buddies,
yeah,
and they brung it up, and they was just like, yeah, I remember those days. I gotta confess, this might be too much information, but I never had a white girl before, man. I never dated a white girl before. Not that I wasn't trying to,
yeah,
but just where I grew up and in the area I grew up, it was just none but black folks. I never went to college, so I was never around like a lot
other
of
cultures.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. So I only grew up around black people, man.
Oh,
so
man.
I never, and my friends were so shocked.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like, what? I never ever dated a white girl. Never had any relations with a white girl. Never, man. I felt like
I've never seen it snow.
Never seen.
Never
snow,
got to
man.
A club with five.
Nope. I never hopped out of
your, of your new friends.
Nope. That never happened, man.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, this is going to be impossible. This is going to be impossible to do. So, the LA Olympics, the LA mayor has said and promised for 2028. It's going to be the no car Olympics in Los Angeles.
The no who?
No cars.
Mm.
I'm dead serious. So what he said, it was in a press conference, Mayor Karen Bass said on Sunday in Paris that this Olympics in 2028, they're going to try to, you know, for traffic purposes and smog and everything else, they're going to try to implement no car Olympics. And that means they intend to use more than 3,000 buses to transport people around the Olympics. Many of those vehicles are going to be borrowed from other cities. Area businesses, particularly large employers, are going to be approached to consider work from home modifications, staggering their schedules so there's no cars on the street. The public transportation is going to be upgraded because it's not great public transportation in L.A. They're going to have a new metro system. They're going to use the downtown convention center for a limited rail system. And he said that it's going to be the no car Olympics. Hell no.
Yeah, like I said before,
no.
I'm staying away from that.
There is no way people in L.A. are not going to drive.
It is going to be a bleep show.
It's going to be like, imagine Houston. Houston is like, you know, kind of in the same neighborhood as Olympics in terms of how we rely on our cars and the size of the city.
Everything kind of spread out.
You imagine they coming in like our mayor saying, yeah, you know what? The Olympics are going to come in here. We don't want you driving.
Yeah.
Them Uber prices, man. Hell Uber and Lyft, you're going to be making some money.
I will say that I guess the good thing about all that is the working from home. Like, depending on what type of work you do, mm-hmm. if it's, you know, if it's some type of office work, I'm sure they'd probably mm-hmm. enjoy working from the house.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that is going to suck for people that stay there, man.
Ain't no way it's going
to
work. You're
going to have to cut me a check.
It's not going to work.
Like, for the Olympus being there, you're going to have to cut me a check.
Yes, absolutely.
Making it inconvenient like that.
One more here.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got to confess, man, this pitcher in the AL West just earned my respect, man.
Who's that?
Logan Gilbert of the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
So his recent start, he pitched 7 shutout innings. Didn't go to the dugout to see, you know, if the team would win or all that stuff. My man went right to the clubhouse and played NCAA football.
Really?
Yeah, right after he finished pitching. He went right to the clubhouse and started the game up.
They
man.
Might have that. Maybe I was a nervous habit or something, because they might have something to say about that.
Yeah, no, he earned my respect. Usually,
they sit there.
They kind of see they work and all that other stuff.
It's not a good teammate, Figgy.
Hey, man,
not a good teammate.
You just earned my respect.
Hey,
man.
I will say, maybe he had a championship to go win.
Hey, he probably did, man. More important things to do, man. He leaving his job to go be a GM or
OC
or OC
or DC.
Yeah, man, he trying to win a national championship.
Yeah. All right, and a shout out to Tyrone Ward. Got himself 2 tickets.
Tyrone
got 2 tickets to the Texans.
Is that a black guy?
Huh?
I said, is that a black guy?
I don't know.
He definitely is. Tyrone? Show me a white Tyrone somewhere.
Has there ever been a white Tyrone? 713-572-4610. Name the white Tyrones.
Salute,
brother. I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this. But either way, congrats. 5 p.m. You can have another chance to win today, and of course every Tuesday as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.